Australia is expected to sign a landmark free trade agreement with China later today. Fresh from the G20 summit in Brisbane, Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Canberra, where he'll address a joint sitting of federal parliament. Dairy farmers and service industries are expected to be the big winners from the deal. Islamic State militants claim to have beheaded another Western hostage. The group has released a video purporting to show the severed head of American aid worker Abdul Rahman Kasig, also known as Peter. The video also appears to show more than a dozen Syrian soldiers being executed.
The ISIL death cult is utterly barbaric. Utterly barbaric. And beheadings are part of their stock in trade.
After months of delays, work has begun to remove wreckage from the MH17 crash site in eastern Ukraine. Workers have begun cutting up parts of the plane and using cranes to load them onto trucks. The debris will be flown back to the Netherlands for analysis. One of Napoleon's distinctive hats has been sold at auction near Paris for more than $2.5 million. Fewer than 20 of the black felt hats worn by the French emperor are thought to still exist. The hat was bought by a South Korean collector.